right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's van power for all. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
Welcome back, or welcome in, depending on when you're joining us or if you've been with us for a while. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way on all three of our KGYM frequencies, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, where we will be on Friday for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on the historic main gym frequency of 1600 AM. Todd Bromelkamp and Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle Mann, our producer, doing what producers do, and that is providing content. Former Iowa first baseman Jake Adams having a teleconference with members of the media today about being drafted in the sixth round by the Houston Astros. Kyle is off getting us the highlights of that. So you will hear, not directly, but you will hear indirectly from Jake Adams on tonight's program. Adams expected to sign with the Astros and begin his professional career. Mason McCoy also drafted today, just seven picks after Jake Adams was selected. Mason McCoy will be a member of the Baltimore Orioles organization, and more Hawkeyes expected to come off the draft board before its conclusion tomorrow night. 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. A shout out to former associate producer Sam Kinsley, who correctly guessed what the reference was to the blue cookies in the bistro earlier today.
Yep. So that's what that was about? Okay.
That's what it was about, and it was green, not blue, ultimately. Ryan has a question for us to ask Tommy the next time that he joins us on the program.
And I definitely will ask that question.
What makes a good karaoke song? We will put that in the queue for Tommy. I don't think that you strike me as the karaoke type. Have you ever picked up a microphone, maybe on a boozy night somewhere, in a dark bar?
So I was forced to one time. Basically, it was when I went out to Corvallis, I went out with the coaching staff one night, and they said, to be a part of our group, you must sing karaoke. And I said, no, I don't think I need to be a part of this
group.
So
where was this in your college career? Were you done with school?
I was done with school.
Okay, so you're done with school. For those of you who don't know, when Alex finished up at Iowa, he went out to Corvallis, Oregon, and did a little play-by-play for a summer team out there, a college Woodbat team. They were the Knights, right?
Correct.
So the coaching staff Knights of this team abducts you at gunpoint and forces you to go out with them because you said you were made to do it.
No, I wasn't made to go out with them, but they said that if you were basically initiation, you got to sing karaoke.
So you were hazed, is what you're saying.
I guess if that's what hazing falls under, then yes, it was a little bit of hazing. And all of a sudden, I hear my name next up to the karaoke microphone, Alex Kuhn.
So you didn't get to pick the song.
Nope,
they chose
never heard
it for
the
you.
Song before. It was What About Love?
What About Love?
I'm trying to think even who it was by. I had never heard the song before in my life. And I was trying to follow along as the little ball bounces in front of the words at the rate you're supposed to sing them. And it was really bad. Luckily, the coach had a little bit of compassion in his heart to come up there and save me.
Speaking of heart, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, we'd have to ask Rick Swan across the hall at the very popular new Rob FM, but I believe heart is the group that sang What About Love.
That's the one.
And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, 1 being the worst, how would you rate your effort?
Probably about a 1.5.
What? 1.5?
I couldn't give myself a full 2. It was really bad because I didn't know the song, never heard the song before. I decided that if I was ever going to do karaoke again, I'm at least picking the song.
So you're telling me that the idea that I just hatched in my mind for Coon's karaoke crew, in addition to having the initials KKK, which would not be good, but you're telling me that Coon's karaoke crew isn't going to get off the ground? We can't. Coach's Corner, Friday night, KGYM road trip, stick around for Coon's karaoke crew afterwards?
Eh, you've had better ideas.
Okay. Don't go that far. Don't go that far. Join us on the mornings in WNML in Knoxville, Tennessee for Tyler's karaoke crew coming soon to the Sports Animal. 319-366-1600. I don't know what it is, but someone, I'm not going to name him, but someone has been walking around the building today talking about Tyler all day long. It's Tyler this, Tyler that, and I don't know what I ever did. No one ever talks about me here. People continue to talk about the guy who's no longer here, and I go, it's starting to maybe be a little bit unhealthy. I don't know, but give me a break. At least he's not talking about your dad anymore, whom we found out yesterday is about 8 feet tall. He keeps getting taller and taller each time that the boss tells the story about how he met your dad.
He's like a fish that was caught a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And each time the story is told, the fish gets a little bit bigger. All right. 6'5" and a half is the official height of my dad.
The text line is backing me up on the fact that it was Hart that
it is indeed Hart.
What about love? And the Coon's karaoke crew, yeah, probably wouldn't be the best idea.
No, it really would not.
Make t-shirts and hats with the first letter of each word capitalized. You got to spell crew with a K, though. Yeah. 319-366-1600 is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. It's a good way to make money on the side doing karaoke.
Hosting karaoke. Singing karaoke.
Oh, no, yeah. No, you are the host. People come out to see you.
But you're not singing, right?
No, but you're the one who's getting the little slips of paper, and you're the one who passes out the books to the bachelorette party that comes in at 10:30 at night. And, what songs do you have? Well, here, take a book. And then, yeah, you run the show. I'm sure there's money to be made in it. I don't know how much money. But
well, as long as you have the equipment, it can't really be that hard, can it?
6211 wants to hear you sing right now. We don't have the instrumental. If you're going to do karaoke, you have to have the scrubbed down version of just the instrumental backing, and you have to have the TV monitor. In my opinion, karaoke is all about the little video that gives you, as you said, the bouncing ball.
The bouncing ball.
That tells you where you need to be, which is, it helps, but if you don't know the song
exactly.
That you're singing, you are... You're up the creek without a paddle.
You are out of luck.
See, we were going to start the segment here in hour number two talking about the Cubs and manager Joe Maddon's decision to bat Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot tonight against the Mets. And instead, 14 minutes in, we've been talking about putting Alex in charge of karaoke night.
Oh, no. Brandon in Cedar Rapids challenges me to a sing-off.
Sing better than Coon and win a prize pack from the Freedom Festival.
We don't have enough prizes for that.
We don't?
No, because we would be giving away a prize every single time someone called in.
Mike from Marengo says the sad thing is in small town bars, there are groupies that follow the karaoke people around. I can attest to this.
Were you one of them?
No, but if you've got a good karaoke rig, if you've got a great setup, then there are people that they want to know where you're going to be at on the weekends, and they will follow you around.
What makes a great karaoke setup?
Well, I think you got to be personable. I'd say that you're personable. You've got to be organized. I'd say that you're organized.
Also debatable.
And wacky.
That is all.
Maybe just a touch.
That's not even debatable.
Just a little bit of wackiness.
I got to be a lot more wacky.
Throw a Hawaiian shirt on, maybe some sunglasses, even though you're inside a dark bar. Because there's nothing people like more than somebody who's wearing sunglasses inside a dark bar. It's sort of mysterious, but also a little wacky. And then you just cut loose a little bit, and you MC. You'd be like, come on up. I'm looking for Kyle. Kyle's up next. He's going to be singing, what is it Kyle's going to be singing? Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. Here's Kyle.
6717, thank you for giving us a little bit of inside information on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. This person knows Brandon and says that he is a karaoke ringer, so not to challenge him.
What the hell is a karaoke ringer? I understand people who go around and hustle in bars playing pool and darts. I have never in my life heard of a karaoke ringer.
You've never seen someone place a bet? If I get a louder applause,
no.
I win?
No.
No?
I've never seen a stranger go into the bar and try to pull the dictionary salesman game like they do in Kingpin, but instead of bowling or some other actual sport, yes, I did just call bowling a sport here on June 13th, I've never seen it where someone tries to pull this with karaoke singing.
I haven't been around enough karaoke to know if this happens, but so I'll take your word for it.
2393 says they've got groupies in Cedar Rapids, too, so it's not just the small-town karaoke setup. I feel as if I've given you a winning idea here. Not that, I mean, you're making co-host money now.
I'm thinking,
so you're living the high life.
Here, let me throw this idea out here. How about this? I'm sorry to cut you off, but how about this? Trivia.
Well, you could do trivia and karaoke.
I want to be a trivia host.
Nobody's
ever done that before.
There's not much money in that. Tyler and I did that for a while. And it was the same group of people every week, which was okay. It was fun. We kind of got to know some of them, but it was tough after a while. And then you got to be the person who comes up with the questions.
Oh, well, yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
It was a ton of work. I'd be in here. We did trivia. I think it was on Thursday nights. I would be in here Wednesday night at like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I would just be, pull a random topic out of the air. Okay. Basketball. Give me a team. The Washington Bullets. Okay. When was the last time they were in the finals? And that's like I'd Google some of the stuff. That's how I would come up with the trivia questions. And then, of course, you always had the guy. You know who the guy is.
The guy who always disputes whether your question answer is correct.
No way. No way. Okay, sir. Whatever. It's really not a matter of life and death. Nor is the Jake Adams audio, Kyle. If you're having problems with that, Kyle says through the glass that it's looking like we will have that for you coming up in hour number three today. Also, Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com. We won't talk much draft with Ed, but there's a lot going on. As we mentioned, Anthony Rizzo batting leadoff for the Cubs tonight against the Mets. And Joe Maddon was asked earlier today, what if this works tonight? What if batting Rizzo in the leadoff spot somehow sparks this offense? And Madden's response was, then you'll see it again tomorrow. He's really to the point now where it seems like it's desperation. But I want to remind everybody, and Alex, I think you know this because you remember Joe Maddon when he was in Tampa Bay. He did stuff like this all of the time. This is who Joe Maddon is. He was blessed last year with a team that pretty much ran itself because you had the leadoff hitter. You had that 2, 3, 4, 5 grouping, and it was just sort of tinkering at the bottom of the lineup. Occasionally, you chose when to hit the pitcher 8th, when to bat the pitcher 9th. You take Dexter Fowler out of the equation, and that true leadoff man is gone, and it just seems like it's completely blown up the lineup for Maddon this year. But he's not doing anything this year that he didn't do in Tampa Bay when he was trying to take the rosters that he had there with guys like Evan Longoria on it and mixing things around to try to find the optimal lineup. This is a guy, not to stick with the karaoke theme here, but who at one point in time ran out a lineup based on a Tommy Two-Tone song where the positions of the batters lined up with 8, 6, 7, 5, 3, 0, 9. I mean,
did he do that on purpose?
He did, because he called it his Jenny lineup. Okay? Don't call that number. I don't know what happens if you call that number. I guess you'd need to find the area code first, but this is not anything out of the ordinary for Joe Maddon, but people don't mind quirky managers when they win. Nobody was complaining about Joe Maddon last year. Nobody.
No,
not a soul.
Him.
And then this year, all of a sudden, Madden's clueless. Madden doesn't know what he's doing. Madden's this. Madden's that. Look, the guy won you a World Series last year, and I say this as a Cubs fan who is becoming increasingly more and more intolerant of fans that have lost sight of the fact that the Cubs broke a World Series curse last season. I know that we're now in the middle of June, and this is frustrating, and the Cubs aren't playing very good baseball, and they got more bad news today because Kyle Hendricks is not coming back for the Pittsburgh series because that hand issue isn't quite healed up yet. Tendinitis, right, in his hand? That's a very unusual injury for a pitcher. So it just seems like things are going from bad to worse. But I don't understand why people are deciding to pile on Joe Maddon here when last year he's bringing zoo animals and magicians into the clubhouse and no one cares. And this year he's moving, tinkering around with the lineup, and every little decision that he makes, people are being uber critical of it. I think the guy wins a World Series last year, he deserves a little bit of leeway. Just a little bit of leeway. And he's not getting it from a certain section of the fan base that is upset over the first two and a half months of the baseball season. There's still a long way to go. It hasn't been what I've wanted. But at the end of the day, Joe Maddon is Joe Maddon. He's not going to change his stripes. He's going to do what's worked for him. I just think it goes to show the 2016 team that he had to work with was pretty much one of those lineups where you set it and forget about it.
It was. And I think that the lineup and the struggles of certain players, whether it's been a guy like Russell or Schwarber or some of the guys that are really struggling have kind of hindered the team. But let's not lose sight, and I think that this does kind of get lost in the shuffle, the pitching rotation. You can do as much as you want with that lineup, and that lineup is going to start to hit. I don't think there's any question about that. They hit a lot of home runs, so there's that. Last year, at times they were streaky as well with the run production, but last year they had three Cy Young candidates in the starting rotation, and this year that has really taken a dip. So I would attribute that more to the struggles at this point than I would the lineup. And there are 99 games left in the regular season for the Chicago Cubs. You might as well try something out and see if it works. I know that you'd rather have at this point, like you said, with that they had last year, a lineup where you can set it and forget it. But they don't. So why not try to find that perfect balance at this point? If it doesn't work, so what? If it does work, then you're looking at something that could be sustainable throughout the rest of the year.
3606 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Cub fans act like they're sitting at 10 games back. LOL. Exactly. It's not like they're out of it at this point. And I think it was another texter, 6211, all karaoke jokes aside, do you think the Cubs are in trouble? No, I don't think the Cubs are in trouble. They've got issues, but there are a number of teams in Major League Baseball right now that have some issues. They'll be in trouble if they're still struggling around July 31st, and we'll see what they ultimately decide to do closer to the trade deadline. But there's a lot of talent on this team. It's just not last year's team. And you're going to run into this eventually with Golden State and teams like that, where you're going to have the same sort of core group, but you're going to lose one or two players along the way, and the roster is not going to be as effective. And so, like Golden State, they improve over Harrison Barnes, and you see the difference this year. They were even better. But at some point in time, instead of addition, it's going to be subtraction. And I think that's what you're seeing now with the Cubs. Heck, maybe this works. Maybe Rizzo batting leadoff is what's going to get this team out of its funk. I don't think so, but kudos to Joe Maddon. He's probably one of the few managers in baseball that can pull this off and get away with it for the most part. if anybody else tried this, I think they'd probably be crucified. Can you imagine Matheny?
At this point, no. Years ago, maybe.
Poor Mike Matheny. Cardinals won today, by the way, 6-0.
Four in a row. That's what I'm saying.
Four in a row.
Third base coach.
And could possibly win 5 in a row because they're playing a split doubleheader today.
Was Johnny Peralta the problem? 319-366-1600.
That sounds like a fast lane hot take on 101 in St. Louis, the ESPN affiliate down there. The players seem to really like Johnny Peralta. There were a lot of them that said some very nice things about Peralta. But look, I think I read that the Cardinals hadn't fired a coach since like 2002 or something like that. I mean,
I can't even remember the last time they fired a coach.
And so message sent and message received, apparently. But it just goes to show you, and we talked about this yesterday, Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette and I, when we were talking about the Colonels. They play a four-game series with Burlington, and they have like 27 combined hits in the first two games. And then the next two games of the series, it's something like 5 hits, and they almost get no hit yesterday into the eighth inning before Travis Blankenhorn breaks up the no-hitter. And it just sometimes you have to sit back and you have to go, it's baseball. And I know that sounds perilously like Kirk Ferentz's that's football, but baseball is just one of those games where you can have one of the most potent lineups. I'm talking 1927 Yankees stuff. And some nights you go up against a pitcher with a 5-something ERA and he's got you corkscrewing into the ground. It's just, it's hard to explain. 527, we'll step aside and we come back after a very quick break. Kyle Mann will have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Yes, 1260 says Aaron Judge batting leadoff for the Yankees. So glad that I have him on one of my fantasy teams this year. I wish I had him on the other three, but that's why I'm sitting here and guys like Tristan Cockcroft are in the Fantasy Sports Hall of Fame. We've got to touch base with Tristan at some point over the next couple weeks because I'm sure there's some people out there that would like some fantasy baseball advice and people like me who need it right now. More NBA Finals talk on the way. How many titles over the next 5 years for Golden State? That's the poll question today, courtesy of Emil's Hideaway at KGYMRadio.com. But now Kyle rejoins us in the studio. He has cut up the Jake Adams audio. We'll hear from the Iowa first baseman before 7 o'clock tonight. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle?
Iowa first baseman Jake Adams was drafted on day 2 of the MLB draft this afternoon, coming off the board 181st overall in the 6th round to the Houston Astros. Adams' signing bonus is slotted to earn him up to $250,000. A pleasant but slightly more surprising development for the Hawkeyes was shortstop Mason McCoy being selected shortly after at 188th to the Baltimore Orioles. This is the first time Iowa has had two players selected in the top 10 rounds since 1992. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team announced a roster change late this afternoon as freshman forward Bree Sarah has been granted a release from her scholarship. Sarah started 18 games as a freshman but will now look to continue her career closer to home. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will open a 3-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits this evening in the Quad Cities and first pitch is set for 6:35. Now clinging to just a half-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Colonels will have Sean Poppin on the mound, dueling with Quad Cities ace and Midwest League All-Star Carson LaRue. Poppin is 4-1, while LaRue is 7-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Former Iowa basketball assistant Laval Jordan was officially announced as the new head coach at Butler last night. Ball was an assistant coach under Todd Licklider until 2010. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the Twins hosting the Mariners. Starting at 7 o'clock, it'll be Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Twins and Christian Bergman for the Mariners. You can hear that game on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
All right. Outstanding work, Kyle, to get this Jake Adams audio. And a big congratulations, or I should say a big thank you, to James Allen, the SID at Iowa for the baseball program, who has been absolutely terrific to this program all season long. We've been there with the Hawkeyes since the beginning and Media Day, keeping up with them. And it's been fun to watch this journey, and especially for a guy like Jake Adams, who is a true Cinderella story out of nowhere. The guy is heading to North Dakota until its baseball program gets cut, winds up at Iowa for 1 year, and then has a season for the ages. We'll hear a little bit of his reaction to being drafted in the sixth round by the Houston Astros today, one of two Hawkeyes to be drafted on day two, coming up in the next couple minutes. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
We're going to send you to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
At Hawkeye Title and Settlement, if we had our way, every house, every store, pretty much every building would be painted black and gold. But alas, ours is not a perfect world. Hi, this is Steve Anderson, and our Hawkeye-loving staff has accepted that fact. So, no matter what color residential or commercial property you're selling or buying, we're here when you need efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Sorry, black and gold paint sold separately. Hawkeye Title and Settlement of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. This just in, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck says he's feeling better every day, but he doesn't know if he'll be ready for the start of training camp next month. Luck had right shoulder surgery 5 months ago, and the team is not giving a timetable for his return. Jaguars offensive lineman Brandon Albert says he will not hold out from training camp next month. He reported to minicamp this week. Texans offensive lineman Dwayne Brown is a no-show at the team's mandatory minicamp. He has 2 years to go on his contract, but there's no guaranteed money left in that deal. Warriors fans will celebrate the team's second NBA title in 3 seasons with a parade Thursday morning in downtown Oakland. Golden State GM Bob Myers says he has no doubt that Steve Kerr will be back next season as the head coach. Kerr missed most of this postseason run with medical complications from back surgery. Baseball today, first of a day-night doubleheader in St. Louis. The Cardinals shut out the Brewers 6-0. Jose Martinez with 2 home runs. Brewers third baseman Travis Shaw back with the team and playing today. He had been off.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
What if there was a toy store for dads? It would be called the Home Depot, where this Father's Day you can get him a new Weber Genesis 2 gas grill. Choose from 2 to 6 burners, multiple colors, and great prices starting at only $499. When it comes to great grilling, every dad deserves Weber. Doesn't yours? Be dad's number one fan with a new grill from America's number one Weber retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing, while supplies last.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
5:35, we've reached the halfway point of another Todd Brummelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Thanks for joining us tonight on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or 1600 AM the historic Main Gym. Speaking of Iowa City, we're going to be back there on Friday. It'll be another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Join us at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub on Mormon Trek Boulevard from 4 until 7, doing the show there. During happy hour, $2.50 domestic bottles and $2 domestic pints. A terrific time, as always, at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, where I'm sure they will be watching Game 2 of that Cardinals-Brewers doubleheader tonight. Cards win, and they're the only team in the National League Central with a winning record. It is June 13th, and there's a lot of questionable baseball being played in the National League Central. Nobody out of this MLB draft is going to help change that for any of these teams. There is a ton of lead time on a lot of these players, and as we discussed yesterday, that's what makes the Major League Baseball draft, I won't say unique, because the NHL draft is very similar, but it makes it unique when you compare it to basketball and football. There is no immediate help on the way for teams, and that includes guys taken in the first 10 rounds. It includes guys in the first round of the draft. Speaking of, we mentioned Kyle was off busy with this audio. Jake Adams drafted today by the Houston Astros in the sixth round, the 181st player taken in the draft, which is really impressive because I think Baseball America, on their top 500 prospects leading into the draft, I think they had Adams 270, somewhere in that range. And so that's well above where they had him pegged. But it's not necessarily ever an indication of where players should be drafted. Obviously, teams value guys differently. And look, somebody was going to take a pop on him, leading the NCAA in home runs. And it's a commodity. You talk about every team needs pitching, and every team is looking for raw power, and when you've got the type of power that Adams has, someone's going to take you in the draft, and Houston did just that. He had a teleconference with members of the media. Unfortunately, today it was at 4:30 while we were on the air, and unfortunately, we didn't have any other way to run this through, I would say, a professional recording set up, where normally we have extra studios here in the building where sometimes we can go and do an interview or we can go record something. Well, all of our studios were in use at 4:30, including the KGYM studio, so we did the best that we possibly could with this. And I'm going to call this after having listened to it, because Kyle did a lot of work on this. But I'm going to call him. Maybe it becomes a regular segment, depending on how we collect audio moving forward. But this is audio 911, because this sort of sounds like the audio that you would hear on KCRG or another TV station when they're playing a 911 call.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what I'm talking about here. You guys will know what I'm talking about. But it's the only way that we could get him on the show today. And I say on the show in air quotes. So without any further ado, a segment that will be coming to WNML in Knoxville soon, Audio 911. Here is Iowa first baseman Jake Adams. I guess you say former first baseman Jake Adams, talking about being drafted by the Houston Astros, whether or not he has signed and heading off to Florida to begin his professional career. This is the second one of the five cuts that Kyle brought us here. Jake Adams with reporters about an hour ago talking about whether or not he's going to get paid. Spoiler alert, he is.
We're still kind of working on some of the money part right now, but I would assume in probably the next couple days, I'll head out. I'll have a plane ticket out to the rookie ball somewhere. I think it's out in Florida, so I think I'll head out there and start my rookie ball season.
Sir, what is your location?
No. South Dakota?
It was South Dakota. It's okay. going to be the state of Florida, as Jake said there. And then I believe most likely the Tri-City Valley Cats of the New York Penn League. And if he performs well there, Houston does have a tendency to be rather aggressive with its college-level players. And that means that there's a possibility, albeit an outside one, that he could ultimately wind up in the Midwest League and back in the state of Iowa before September with the Quad Cities River Bandits. That's who the Cedar Rapids Colonels happen to be playing tonight in Davenport. The River Bandits are in third place in the Midwest League's Western Division standings. Colonels in first place, but after that 1-0 loss to Burlington yesterday, it's sort of a perilous hold on first place, half a game ahead of the Kane County Cougars. Jake has a little bit of a long swing. It's one of the things that we talked about, and it's one of the things that he needs to iron out. He also isn't the best defensive player. I don't think he's going to win any gold gloves for the Astros, but he talked a little bit about that as well. This is the fourth selection that Kyle prepared for us.
Tightening up my swing as much as I can. I still have a tendency to get long with my swing, and that's getting me to chase out of the zone. So I gotta have more discipline at the plate at that level, and then probably the other thing I have to work on not hitting wise with defense. Obviously, I haven't been given a lot of credit for my defense, and obviously I know that I've only been playing for 3 years. So I just have to keep working hard at that and keep getting better every day that I'm out there in the field, and I think I'll be just fine.
And Jake Adams talking a little bit about working on his defense, of course. Being in the Houston organization, he can be a designated hitter if and when he gets to the major leagues, but you don't always get to the major leagues with the team that drafted you. And so he's going to have to work on that defense, because if he ultimately would wind up with a National League team, he'd have to be out there on a daily basis if he wants to contribute to the lineup. But this is always the best part for me, talking to players who wind up getting drafted, and that's just exactly what this day is like and what that moment feels like when either the phone rings and it's the scouting director or the general manager, somebody from the organization, or when you hear your name being called. I think many of us, and feel free to correct me here if I'm wrong, Alex, but I know when I was a little kid, younger, I should say, I used to daydream about this, hearing your name called, getting drafted, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, whatever. What was that moment like? And here's Jake Adams recounting what it was like a couple hours ago when the Houston Astros selected him in the sixth round of the draft.
Kansas City was the pick before them or something, I can't remember. And they're like, well, hey, we have the next pick. We're wondering, we're going to draft you here. Will you take this lot of money? And I knew right then my dream had finally came true. And like I said, my body went completely numb. And it was kind of an emotional feeling knowing where I came from and how hard I had to work to get where I am today. So,
will you take a lot of money? Did I hear that wrong, or was that the quote?
Will you take the amount of money?
Maybe he said the amount. Although I prefer to think of it as them saying, will you take a lot of money?
Should we play that back just to make sure?
I think I just misheard it. I wanted to hear a slightly more interesting quote, but not that that wasn't something that people would probably enjoy hearing, but I wanted to hear him say, yeah, they asked me if I would take a lot of money. Who would say no to that? Interesting day for the Iowa baseball program. Two guys drafted in the sixth round, because seven picks later at number 188, Baltimore winds up taking Mason McCoy. The draft is wrapping up day two. Day three is tomorrow, and you've got to expect that Nick Gallagher will have his name called, and there are going to be some other incoming Iowa recruits that will probably be drafted also. I know there's some speculation even that Connor McCaffrey could be drafted. The son of Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey is going to be a two-way player at the University of Iowa for both the Hawkeye basketball and football program, football, basketball and baseball. I've got football on my mind because the other news...
I don't blame you.
...that we haven't really heard a whole lot about today. C.J. Beathard and the San Francisco 49ers coming to terms on a four-year contract and a $700,000 signing bonus. And again, I think it was an eyebrow raiser when they drafted him in the third round. And today it gets announced that he's signing a four-year deal with San Francisco before he's ever thrown a pass. And you've got a lot of people wondering, man, San Francisco's really going all in on this.
They think that he's going to be the backup quarterback of the future. And when you think you have that guy, and I guess it's not something that is really covered all that much. It's not something that finds its way into national headlines. But you think about guys like Chase Daniel with the Kansas City Chiefs, who he actually came in undrafted when he was with the Chiefs. He stuck around for a long time, and he was given that contract after his rookie camp. So it'll be interesting to see where he fits in with the San Francisco 49ers. I just wonder, will he get on the field early in his career? Because the 49ers are definitely a team that is kind of caught in limbo as to what they want to do and how they're going to approach a franchise that is clearly rebuilding, much very similarly to the way that the New York Jets are now rebuilding.
C.J. Beathard, I say I'm always wary about things of the future because for the last 20 years or so, I've heard that Dippin' Dots are the ice cream of the future. Well,
the future's never come on that.
The future's here, and I'm still eating Blue Bunny, and I'm still going to Dairy Queen. Dippin' Dots, I'm sorry for adding the G there on the end, but Dippin' Dots haven't exactly taken over the ice cream world. So I'm always just a little leery when somebody says it's the blank of the future. But this front office, John Lynch, in his first year as general manager there in San Francisco, they liked what they saw from C.J. Beathard enough to... I still go back to hearing that news and hearing that pick, and I don't think if you put 100 people in a room and ask them which member of the Iowa football program was going to be drafted first, out of 100 people, I don't think more than two of them would have said Beathard, and those two people would have been the worst trolls in the room. Okay? Everybody thought it was going to be Desmond King. Desmond King winds up being among the four Hawkeyes drafted, the last one to be picked. But very few people would have said C.J. Beathard would be the first guy to go off the board. As early as he did, San Francisco identified something in him, especially two seasons ago when the Hawkeyes were undefeated during the regular season and wound up getting to the Rose Bowl. There was something about that junior season, because it's been mentioned by the 49ers a number of times. And then they watched him last year, obviously spent a great deal of time and resources evaluating him. Of course, he's got the name, the Beathard last name. It's a known commodity in the NFL because of who his grandfather is. But this is CJ going out there and earning it on his own. It's just always interesting to see teams making moves like this before guys have ever hit the field and thrown a pass. But if they believe his floor is a backup quarterback, that the worst that they've got on their hands is a career backup quarterback, they're all in on him. But they clearly think that there could be more in store for C.J. Beathard. And just like watching Jake Adams hopefully climb the Houston Astros chain, it's going to be fascinating to see C.J. Beathard as he moves up through the professional ranks with the 49ers, whether or not it's on the bench or whether he's ultimately a starter. And speaking of professionals and former Hawkeyes, I know we mentioned this on the ESPN local sports centers earlier today, but Aaron White signed a contract today with a team in Lithuania. He's going to continue playing pro ball. I know we talked with Aaron a couple years ago here on the station when Washington drafted him and what was the Wizards' plan, and he was going to go play overseas for a year and then he was going to come back. So it was Germany and then it was Russia, and now it's off to Lithuania.
Third country in 3 years now for Aaron White, and as his professional basketball career continues, I'll be interested to see kind of how he kind of climbs the ladder of professional basketball, and if the Wizards have something in store for him, or if the draft and stash just sort of turns out to be kind of a flyer that they never quite get to. But either way, it's been fun following his professional career.
I'm just glad for him that he's out of Russia.
That's
right now,
me
because
too.
We're not going down the political road here, but I don't think it would be fun to be an American living in Russia right now.
I don't think
probably
so either.
Not the greatest of circumstances, but Aaron White will continue. It's a one-year contract. They call it a 1-1 or a 1+1 in the Euro League. He's under contract for a year, but there's also an option for a second year. And his numbers were good, not great in Russia and in Germany, but he's still hoping, man, that a window of opportunity comes along for him to play professionally in the NBA. I don't know whether it'll happen, but if it does, it won't happen to a nicer guy because he is a great kid. 551. I'm going to step aside, take a quick break. When we return, we'll have another big board update for you as well. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com joins us in a couple minutes to talk about the happenings or lack thereof in the National League Central this year. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM.
More coffee?
Thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Picture it. Your car and home insurance are perfectly bundled. You're saving loads of money, and life is so much easier. You exist in a heightened state of easy peasiness. Life is as easy as it is peasy, as peasy as it is easy.
Experience oneness. Bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey guys, Overhead Door is recruiting installers. Here's Overhead President Derek Powell.
Are you happy in your current job? Are you interested in work that is never dull and full of opportunity? Overhead Door is a local leader in the door business, and our 35 employees will tell you they enjoy coming to work. That matters to me, and I own the company.
Excellent training wage, signing bonus, and benefits. OverheadCRIC.com. Please apply in person.
5:54, welcome back into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Join us again tomorrow. We'll have another Freedom Festival prize pack for you. It will be a Wednesday edition of the program as well. That means the 6 o'clock showdown is on tap, plus we'll be talking a little Major League Baseball draft and maybe even some iCubs baseball with our pal Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register. That's all coming up on tomorrow's program. Kyle back in the studio with us, and time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Kyle.
Iowa first baseman Jake Adams was drafted on day two of the MLB draft this afternoon, coming off the board 181st overall in the sixth round to the Houston Astros. Adams' signing bonus is slotted to earn him up to $250,000. A pleasant but slightly more surprising development for the Hawkeyes was shortstop Mason McCoy being selected shortly after at 188th overall to the Baltimore Orioles. This is the first time Iowa has had two players selected in the top 10 rounds since 1992. Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women's basketball team announced a roster change late this afternoon as freshman forward Bree Sarah has been granted a release from her scholarship. Sarah started 18 games as a freshman but will now look to continue her career closer to home. The Cedar Rapids Colonels will open a three-game series with the Quad Cities River Bandits this evening in the Quad Cities, and first pitch is set for 6:35. Now clinging to just a half-game lead in the Midwest League's Western Division, the Colonels will have Sean Poppin on the mound, dueling with Quad Cities ace and Midwest League All-Star Carson LaRue. Poppin is 4-1, while LaRue is 7-1 with a 2.13 ERA. Former Iowa basketball assistant LaVall Jordan was officially announced as the new head coach at Butler last night. Ball was an assistant under Todd Licklider until 2010. Tonight on KGYM, you can hear the Twins hosting the Mariners starting at 7 o'clock. It'll be Kyle Gibson on the hill for the Twins and Christian Bergman for the Mariners. That'll be on 107.5 FM, The North, Jim.
Did you catch that? He did. He made one of my favorite Freudian slips I've seen a number of people doing this on Twitter.
What'd I get?
I missed it.
He said ball when he was talking about LaVall Jordan.
LaVall Ball.
Did I really?
People have been getting him and LaVar Ball confused, and I don't know how you can do that.
LaVar Jordan.
It's the
LaVall Jordan.
LaVall Jordan.
LaVar Ball.
Correct.
One of these guys is the new head coach at Butler. The other one is trying to sell $495 shoes and is watching his son slip down and down the draft boards.
This is going
to be perhaps the best and most watched NBA draft this year, because I think there are going to be a lot of people that are tuned in to see whether or not Lonzo falls. And I'm sure LaVar, if he's smart, is trying to work out some sort of TV deal where somebody's paying for the exclusive rights to have that camera in the living room watching him react to getting drafted. But that's neither here nor there. That's next week, right? NBA draft?
Correct.
Next Thursday.
We'll have coverage here on KGYM, I'm sure. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com set to join the program as we kick off hour number three, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, right here on KGYM.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling